Well, Tony, first of all, the new contract, congratulations. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, but you know, it's pleasing. It's more stability for the football club. I think it's important that you know, the club has stability. You know, I've been talking to John for a long time about it and the Chinese owners. So yeah, it's nice to get it all done and dusted, and you know, we can, you know, focus on getting, you know, going tomorrow and hopefully getting some players in the next couple of weeks.
Because that's the key now, is strengthening the squad. Because from the outside looking in, it almost looks weaker than the group that you ended last season with.
Yeah, and that is a concern. I think it's a concern for the supporters. It's a concern for us. But you know, we have to try and get the best ones we can, and it's patience as much as anything else. You know, the world is not driven by patience anymore. People get really uptight and frustrated, and I understand that. That's the way the world is. But we've got to make sure when we do our business that, you know, they're good players we're bringing in.
But patience in the Tony Pulis dictionary isn't a word that you find very often either, is it?
No, you know, I wanted the players in when the season started, but you can't do it. You know, we're just not in that position to do that. We have to accept where we are as a football club. People have to accept where we are as a football club, and you know, we have to wait our moment, and you hope and pray that certain things will drop for you. And whether we you know, capable of doing all the deals, we'll have to wait and see.
Has it been a frustrating summer then for you?
It's always frustrating in respect, but I understand where we are as a football club. I understand that we're in the best league in the world, but also the most difficult league in the world on and off the pitch. And you know, we have our responsibilities to our owners. The owners want to run it the way that you know, Jeremy did, in respect of keeping it very, very financially sound and viable. There's no question about them chucking money away. They will not do that. So, you know, it makes it difficult, and it makes it tough. But you have to dig in and do the right things, because it's important when you've only got a certain amount to work with that the things that you do are the right things.
Because that is an even more of a challenge for you when other clubs in this league are throwing millions and millions of pounds, hundreds of millions of pounds in some cases, around, aren't they?
Well, the league is getting, I think if you look at Brighton today have just broken their transfer record again for the third time this summer. Huddersfield spent nearly £14 million. Huddersfield, you know, it's just unbelievable. So, you know, it's going to be a tougher league again this year. Newcastle have come up. You know, Rafa's a top manager. You know, it's a big club. You know, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge again this year.
And you want to be associated with success, don't you?
Well, yeah, and you have to quantify what success is. And as I've said, we haven't got to look too far to, you know, to see what and where other clubs are. And how, you know, people can get complacent, can take the foot off the pedal. And this game can kick you up the backside. And like I say, I watched the championship start last week, and you have a look at the clubs in the championship, some of the clubs and some of the crowds that they're getting. We should never, ever, ever take this league for granted, ever.
Presumably, you've got a very good relationship with Mr. Lai and John Williams, otherwise you wouldn't have signed the contract.
Yeah, they've been very good. I find the Chinese really, really good people. You know, Mr. Lai's English is not the best, and he has to do a lot of things through an interpreter, which is difficult because you can't get that, you know, one-on-one relationship with him that you would really like. But I find him a really, really decent fella who, as I said, he's got his principles, and I don't think we're going to shift him away from that. John has been in the game a long time, understands the game, understands the position that the football club is in, understands what we can achieve and what we can't achieve. And he wants stability as much as everybody else around this place. You know, to give the opportunity for this club to hopefully produce the young players with the talent that I think they've got.
So what would you quantify as a successful season this time?
Well, let's get 40 points as quick as we can. I think all the supporters will be going, "Oh no, not there again." But let's do that first and then see where it takes us.